Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is June the 7th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Psalms, chapters 1 to 9. Maintaining godly routines on a daily basis. In Psalms chapter 5 verses 1 to 3, we read like this. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for to you I will pray. My voice you will hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning I will direct it to you and I will look up. King David was a busy man. He had to take care of the affairs of his kingdom, watch out for people who were looking to unseat him from the throne, which included his son Absalom, who was successful for a short time, and then take care of his many wives and his multiple children, as well as prepare materials for the building of the temple in Jerusalem. However, in the midst of his busy daily agenda, he still had time for God and prayer. Early on in his life, he took a very important decision. Every day in the morning, he will call upon God in prayer. For David, mornings were the appropriate time to praise God and ask for directions. In another Psalms, David had this to say, which we read in Psalms 143 verse 8. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Even when King David was in the wilderness, he sought God's help early in the morning, that we read in Psalm 63 verses 1 and 2. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Godly routines will go a long way in keeping us in the right perspective and help us to achieve great things for the glory of God. Daniel maintained a godly routine of praying 3 times a day, and he was so faithful that not even a death threat could change his daily routine. God honored Daniel among all his companions because he disciplined himself and gave priority to godly matters. Let us also spend quality time with God daily and give God the first place in our daily routines. He will surely bless us greatly.